A four-year project to cull feral camels in Central Australia is about to come to an end, but not without controversy. The controversy centres around camel numbers, not how many have been culled, but how many existed in the first place. It was thought to be a million. Now it seems there are perhaps only ever 300,000, and the Greens are asking questions. Ninty One is the company that's run the Australian Feral Camel Management Project since 2009, and today it will present the project's final report to the government. Jan Ferguson is the Managing Director of Ninty One. She joins us in our Parliament House studios. Jan Ferguson, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning.
Originally, your company estimated 1 million camels, then revised that down to 750,000. Now the number's around 300,000. How do you explain this huge discrepancy in the numbers? And basically, has this been an expensive flop?
No, Fran, it hasn't. And the numbers have changed due to improved science. But you also, right from the very beginning, we always said there were 780,000 multiplying by 10% a year potentially. What we now understand is that number was about 600,000 at the time. We've lost significant numbers due to drought in Central Australia, and we've removed 160,000 from the landscape. What has been possible in recent time is extensive flyovers as a result of this project. Yeah, I still need to stress, Fran, it's an estimate. Always, but you're talking about 3 million square kilometres
and moving targets. Sure, but if you've removed, as you say, 160,000 camels from the landscape through culling, doesn't that mean that the cost to the taxpayer has soared in terms of, you know, per camel head, $32 to nearly $120 per head as the cull fell nearly?
Look,
way short of your forecasts.
Look, I'm not sure where that number comes from, Fran, and it's important to understand that this is being played out in terms of numbers when, in fact, the contract was for density targets. This contract has actually met all the density targets at the sites and handed back $4 million to the Commonwealth. So it's a misrepresentation of the facts, how it's being portrayed, because we've done extremely well. We've operated very, very cost-effectively, returned money to the government, or will by the end of the contract, and we've established the accurate numbers. What's being not portrayed is the excellent humaneness of this this action, the commercial use that's been able to be possible as a result of this project, the involvement of Aboriginal organisations. Sadly, the focus on numbers, which is actually a really good story because it may be the first feral we're actually able to manage in Australia.
So the Greens are the ones asking questions here, and they're focusing on numbers, but more dollar numbers, and they're questioning whether it's appropriate for your company, the same company, to be responsible for the culling of the camel as it is for the counting of the camel, because with the counting, I mean, that's where you base the government spending on.
Yeah, look,
is there a conflict of interest there?
Well, not from our perspective. I mean, we won this contract in a completely competitive process through the Caring for Country funding program. So it was completely open. And I think they've misunderstood that this is not us doing all of this work. This is a collaboration of 20 partners, which include every relevant government, the RSPCA, every Aboriginal organisation, every pastoral organisation. So there is a real mix of people in this project, and it's about a new way of doing government. The new way of government coming forward is for not-for-profits to put together collaborations. And we need to understand that as a new way of working. Not focus on old ways. This is not conflicted at all. And I'd love the opportunity to explain to them how to see this in a different light.
There's also been criticism the project has damaged prospects of developing a commercial camel meat industry. Some of the indigenous workers at who were looking at job creation through that abattoir say that it's the cull has really worked against that opportunity.
Well, I don't think that stacks up either, frankly, because we have actually worked to put in yards. We've done training in mustering to make that possible. The industry was very fragile when this project started. We worked extensively to build the fabric so that in the future, ground control and removal for commercial use can manage this feral population. So we've worked extensively behind the scenes in that process. And, you know, people may have over-anticipated what they could get in a value chain sense from camels. We've always said it will be a niche industry.
Okay, Jan Ferguson, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you.
Jan Ferguson is the Managing Director of Ninty One. It's been running the Australian Feral Camel Management Project. It gives that report of that project to the federal government today, and it's seeking that project, or recommending that it be an ongoing project. And as we just heard, the Greens are asking questions about that.